నాదువాసు యథావద్వర్ణిత గుణో భక్త్యా భక్తిన నిర్గుణ ప్రహ్లాదం ప్రణతం ప్రీతో జతమన్యూర భాషద. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. ది గ్రేట్ సెంట్ నారద సేడ్, దాస్ లార్డ్ నృసింహదేవ్ వాజ్ స్పెసిఫైడ్ బై ది డివోటీ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ విత్ ప్రేయర్స్ అఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ప్లాట్ఫార్మ్. ది లార్డ్ గివ్ అప్ హిస్ యాంగర్ అండ్ బీయింగ్ వెరీ కైండ్ టు ప్రహ్లాద్ who was offering prostrated obeisances, he spoke as follows, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word nirguna is important. The Mayavadi philosophers accept the absolute truth as nirguna or nirakara. The word nirguna refers to one who possesses no material qualities. The Lord, being full of spiritual qualities, gave up all his anger and spoke to Prahlad. Here, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj says the word nirguna is important. The Mayavadi philosophers accept the absolute truth as nirguna or nirakara. The word nirguna refers to one who possesses the material qualities. The Lord, being full of spiritual qualities, gave up all his anger and spoke to Prahlad. You understand? This is important. The Lord, the Supreme Lord, is not nirakara, is not without any form. He is sakara, sabishesha. He has transcendental form, Sajidananda Vigraha. When Lord Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, assuming the mood of the devotees, Bhaktavatar, he has established this thing, that Supreme Lord is Sajidananda Vigraha. He is sakar, he is not nirakar, he is void, without form. At that time in Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya, great Vedanta Bhadi, Vedanta Pandit, was there, who was very much puffed up for his Vedanta knowledge. He was teaching even. He was a grihastha, but he was even teaching the sannyasis, Vedanta. Therefore, he was very much popular. And that Sarvam Bhattacharya was contemporary to Nilambara Chakravarti, the grandfather, you understand, the maternal side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he was considering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like his grandson, very little boy. So he said, "You Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you have taken up sannyas in a very young age. Very difficult to keep up sannyas. And since sannyas is duty to study Vedanta and to meditate. So you should learn Vedanta from me." So Mahaprabhu, being just acted like a very simple child, and said, "All right, I'll listen Vedanta from you." So they sat down in the premises of Jagannath Temple, Sri Jagannath Temple, and for 7 days continuously, Sarvam Bhattacharya taught Mahaprabhu Vedanta. He quoted this Vedanta Sutra, then explained, gives commentary, vakya. Mahaprabhu silently listening, not saying a word. 7 days passed. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "I spoke for 7 days, but you are not speaking anything. Can't you understand what I say? Why don't you question?" Then Mahaprabhu opened his mouth. Mahaprabhu said, "I could understand the sutra very well, the sutra you quote, because it is very explicit, no difficulty in understanding sutra. But the commentary you give is very difficult to understand. You understand? Is it? That nice description has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is written, Upanishadva satya jai mukhya artha hoy, sei artha mukhya vyasa sutre sabhu koy. This is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu says this thing. Mahaprabhu said that in Upanishadas, that is principle, which is principal thing that is to be accepted. And those principal things are spoken in Vyasa Sutra or Vedanta Sutra, the same thing. Therefore, the real bona fide commentators, they speak on mukhya artha, principal things, not gauna secondary things. If someone gives, speaks on gauna artha, secondary things, then it is very, very inauspicious. We have four types of proofs, you know. Anumāna, pratakya anumāna aityo o sabda pramāna. Do you understand? Pramāna chatuṣṭaya, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, it is mentioned. Do you understand? Four types of proofs are there. Pratakya anumāna aityo sabda. That means, pratakya means, that one perceives or acquires knowledge through his senses. This pratakya pramana. Anumana, that means one only imagines, imagination. And aitya means historical evidences. And sabda pramana means Vedic evidence. It's four types. Out of these four, the Shruti pramana or Vedic evidence is most important. Do you understand? Then Mahaprabhu says, you see, take the example. In Vedas it is said, asti or vishtha, the animal stone and bone are very, very considered impure. But that Veda says, kansa means bone, and gomoya, cow dung, means the stool of an animal, cow, are considered very pure. You understand? So, one must accept Vedic truths, which are mukhya, means principal things, not secondary things. Then, Mahaprabhu says, Vyasutra artha deci sujyar kiran so kalpita bhasya megi koro achadam. Then Vyasutra, that means Vedanta Sutra, is as effulgent as sun's rays. But you are just covering up with that effulgent sun's rays with your imaginative cloud. You understand? Mahaprabhu says, And Mahaprabhu says that in Śruti, in Veda, the word nirākāra, nirākāra you know, here it says, nirguṇa nirākāra, no form. The nirguṇa or nirākāra has been said, but it has very deep purport. That means, here, as Prabhupada says, nirguna refers to one who possesses no material quality. And nirakar means no material akar or form, transcendental form. transcend all qualities. Mahaprabhu says in Shruti, in Vedas, what is said in the beginning, nirakara, nirguna, but that end, that has been established as sakara or swaguna. Do you understand? Sarveshwarya paripurna, swam Bhagavan tare nirakar kari parabhakyam. Mahaprabhu says, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, is full of all opulences. But how do you say that he is formless? Then another evidence or proof has been given. Jada Srutir Jalpati Nirvisesam Sa Savidatve Savisesam Eva Vichara Yoge Satihantatasam Prayo Valiya Savisesam Eva. That means Shruti or Veda speaks Nirvises or Niraka in the beginning, but at the end it establishes the same thing as Savises or Sakar. Do you understand? So Nirvises and Savises, these are two features of the Lord, Supreme Lord. But if we consider it philosophically, absolutely, in absolute consideration, this Savises Tattva is more important. Because it is realized. Do you understand? But Nirvises Tattva is not realized. Again, he quoted from Shruti, Upanishad, Jadava imani bhutani jayanti, said in Taittiriya Upanishad. That means, from that Brahma, the whole universe has come out. Do you understand? And that Brahma, what is that Brahma? Brahma sabde ishwar kaye, swim bhagavan. Swim bhagavan Krishna, sattva prama. Brahma means swim bhagavan is Krishna. In all Vedic literatures, it has been said, so Brahma means Krishna, param Brahma. That doesn't mean without form. So many. Then he quoted Taittiriya Upanishad, Bahushyam. Idam Vishwahi Bhagavanjato Veda Jagastha Nirodha Sambhava. When that Lord wanted to become many, Bahushyam, so what did he do? So Ichyat. He cast glance. Then, if it's niraka, if he is formless, how can he cast glance? How a formless thing has eyes? How he cast glance? So Ichyat. That means he cast glance upon material nature. Therefore, that Supreme Lord is not formless. He has form. And he has eyes. And he has mind. He thought of to cast glance and he cast. How? He is formless. Do you understand? So many discussions are there. Then Mahaprabhu says, if you will giving some counter-argument, say that in Vedas there is no explicit description about it, clear description, about this form of the Lord. Then Mahaprabhu says that these Vedic statements are very, very confidential statements. You understand? It's not easy to understand. Therefore, those who are Vedic Pandits, they have explained those truths through Purana Bhakya, through Puranas. You understand? In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, Vedar Nigura Artho Bhujana Naja Purana Bhakya Se Artho Karo Nishchaya. This is stated. You understand? Then he quoted Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. You understand? Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavata is the best of all Vedic literatures. Bhagavata Mahapurana. There it is stated, Aho Bhagyam Aho Bhagyam Nanda Gopa Prajukasha Janmitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatam. This has been said. That means, this is a statement given by Brahma. Brahma says, that Nanda Gopa, that means Nanda Maharaj, and the Brajvasis, all the inhabitants of Braj Bhumi, are very, very fortunate. Because Paramananda Swarup Purna Brahma Bhagavan, Krishna, has appeared there as their friend. You understand? So here it says, Purnam Brahma Samanatana. Then, Krishna is Purnam Brahma. How is formless? You understand? In Vedic truth, in this Veda or Shruti, it is said, Apani Pado Javana Grahita. That one sutra is there. Apani Pado Javana Grahita. That means, literally it means that Brahma has no hand, no feet. Do you understand? But what does it mean? Its real purport is that Brahma has no material hands and material feet. Do you understand? It has transcendental hand, transcendental feet. Do you understand? He just explains all this, truths, sutras, formulas, Mahaprabhu. So, from it is clearly said that Brahma has transcendental hands and transcendental feet. You understand? So how is formless? It's not formless. Then Mayavadis say that Brahma is nisarpika, without potency, they say. But Shruti says, parasya saktir vividhiva sruyate. Sweta Sweta Upanishad says like that. That Brahma has manifold potencies. Vividhiva sruyate. And Vishnu sakti para prakta khyatrajnya kya pada para Abhidya karma shanyana tutya sakti rishyati. Jaya khyatrajnya sakti sa vestita nrupa sarvasa sarvaga. Sansarata panak khila navapnotyatra santatan. Taya tirohita tva sakti khyatrajnya sangita. Sarva bhute subhupala parahtamena vartati. Mahaprabhu quoted this verse from Vishnu Purana. How it is? Khyatrajna Shakti, how the Supreme Lord, Brahma, is full of potency, not without potency. And manifold potency. Parasya Shakti Vividhaira Suryate. That Supreme Lord has Vividha Shakti, manifold Shaktis, potencies. Then he quoted this verse from Vishnu Purana, where it says, Kshatrajna Shakti, Jiva Shakti. It is mentioned as Kshatrajna Shakti, that Jiva Shakti. Marginal potency, Jiva Shakti. And its marginal potency. Then, Kshatrajna Namni Shakti, Avidya. Avidya Shakti, another Shakti is Avidya Shakti or Maya Shakti. You understand? So, the real property is Bhagavan, or the Supreme Lord, has manifold Shaktis or potencies. And three main Shaktis. One is Bahiranga Shakti, external energy. And is another is antaranga shakti, internal energy, and one is marginal shakti, jiva shakti, tatastha shakti. Do you understand? So many discussions are there. So, that Supreme Lord is not nishakti, not without potency. I am not going to give so much detailed things. Then, Mayavadi bhashya sunle hoy sarvanash. Jive nistar lagi sutra koilo vyas. Mayavadi bhashya sunle hoy sarvanash. Mahaprabhu says. This Vedanta sutra has been compiled by Ved Vyas. For the deliverance of the jivas. But if someone listens to this Mahabhati commentary of this Vedanta Sutra, he will be doomed. Yes, everything will be finished. Why? Because the Mahabhatis never give the actual commentary on it. They give their own commentaries. You understand? Kalpana prasad. From that imagination, they say so. Therefore, Mayabad Vyasa Sunle Sarvanas. Because they have not accepted the Supreme Lord as Sakara, Sagun. They say Supreme Lord without void, Shunya, without form, Nirakara. I'll speak something in Oriya now. This must come here. One thing that Brahman Satya Jagat Mithya. Brahman is Satya, truth, Jagat. This world is false. Jagat Mithya. How Mithya? How it is false? Mruga Krishna, like Mires, it is false, they say. But it's not correct. If it is so, then Vyasa Sutra will be proved incorrect. But Vyasa Sutra is not incorrect. Do you understand? The Mayavadis cannot understand the purport of Vyasadeva. So they say like this. This Jagat or world is not false, it's temporary. It's not eternal. That's anything temporary will be false. It cannot be false. But Mayavadis say this body to be soul. This is false. This is false, isn't it? Mahaprabhu says like that. Then discussion went on why Shankaracharya propounded Mayavada philosophy. You understand? Then Mahaprabhu said that Shankaracharya is Swayam Shankar, is Shivaji, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was directed by Narayana. Lord Narayana to do this, to propound this Mahabharata philosophy. In Padma Purana, it is mentioned, Swagami inkalpite istan janan mabhi mukhan kuma. Mahansa gopaya jena syat sustir e suttaratara. Right. Narayana told Mahadev, Shivaji, you go to the material world as an acharya and propound this Mahabharata philosophy. Swagam. He says, Swagam inkalpite istant janan mabhi mughan kuru. Mancha gopaya jan syat sustre suttar para. Narayan says, you just imagine a tattva. This imaginatory, imagination. Imaginative tattva. Kalpita tattva. And just to express it, establish it, as if the human beings will be away from you. Do you understand? Vimukta. They will be deluded. Just hide me. So, this conditioned soul cannot understand me. Narayana has said like this. Therefore, Shivaji did it. And Shivaji has also expressed that thing to Parvati. Mahabharata sastram prachannam bhavadu uchyate maeva bhitam devi kalau brahmana muktina. He has said this thing. In Kali Yuga, kalau, I, as an acharya, brahmana murti, I will propound this Mahabharata philosophy, which is a shastra, which is not shastri, which is in one way, in one consideration it is prachanna bhavadu. Buddhism. You understand? Niraka. So, therefore, Shankaracharya has propounded this thing, which is not the fact. He has himself said, this is asat-sastra, not sat-sastra. Asat-sastra, it is not sat-sastra. So, you are just going on that way. So many things then discussed. When Sarvam Bhattacharya listened of these things, he was very much amazed. And he was stunned. He couldn't speak anything. Suni Bhattacharya haila parama vismita mukhya na nisvare bani haila stambhita. He couldn't speak anything. Then Mahaprabhu says that there is nothing to be amazed. Don't be amazed. Bhagavad Bhakti is parama purusartha. Do you understand? Parama purusartha. The Atmaram Ganas, the Atmaram Ganas, they are attracted towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Then he quoted Atmaram Shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Atmaramascha manaya nirgrantha pyurukrami kurvantya hetugi bhakti itham bhuta guna ri. Famous verse. The Atmaram Shloka he quoted. Then Bhattacharya asked Mahaprabhu, please explain this sloka. But Mahaprabhu said, you first explain, I'll listen. because he was a great pandit, he was boasting. You understand? Mahaprabhu said, you first explain, I will listen. Then Bhattacharya explained, showing his own scholarship, panditya, vidvatta, which is based on false argument of logic, dry argument of logic. Mahaprabhu listened all this, and he could understand this commentary, this explanation given on Atmaram spoken by Sarva Bhattacharya was very, very full of scholarship, scholarly. Then he said, Bhattacharya jani tumi sakhyat grahaspati shastra vakhya korite iche karunai shakti. Tumi artho je kahile panditya pratibha yaha ei shlokera ache aro oitra. Mahaprabhu says, Bhattacharya, I know you are a great pandit, you are grahaspati. There is grahaspati incarnation. There is no such pandit, learned scholar as you are. Nobody can speak, give such scholarly commentary on it. You are such a pandit, just president. But whatever you explain is not the true explanation of this verse. It has different. Then Mahaprabhu explained. You understand? Then Mahaprabhu explained. Bhattacharya explained 9 ways that verse. But Mahaprabhu explained in 18 ways without touching the explanation of Sarvam Bhattacharya. You understand? Mahaprabhu explained every word of the Atmaram verse. There are 11 words. Atmaramaha cha munaya nirgantha abhi urukrami kuravanti ahetukim bhaktim idham bhutaguna hari. 11 words. Every word Mahaprabhu explained. You understand? And at last established how this verse speaks about the lotus feet of that Lord Hari, Krishna, and the Atmarama retracted towards her. Towards that Supreme Lord. How is it? Nirakar. You understand? Then, Darva, he got mercy. Sarva Bhattacharya, he could not understand that this Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan. So he thought up that he had committed some apradh, offense at the feet of Mahaprabhu, lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Because at first he had gone to Gopinatha Raya, his brother-in-law. That Mahaprabhu is not Lord. So now he could understand. So he prostrated himself at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and begged him to excuse him that he has committed such an offense. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he embraced him. Showered in mercy. Then completely changed. That Sarva Bhattacharya completely changed. Became great devotees. You understand? Gave up all this philosophy. Mahabharata philosophy completely gave up. You understand? Such is the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. How Mahaprabhu was established. That Supreme Lord Brahman is not nirakar or nirguna, it is sakar. You understand? Saguna Sakar. Well, right, I'll speak something in Oriya, then I'll come to you. You understand? And they admitted. Sagal sannyasi kahe sunaha sribhat, tumi je khandila artha, ye no he vivad. Adar jo kalpita artha, yaha sabhe jani, sampradaya anvade sabu dharma. They admitted. Yo pandit, sribhat, sannyasi, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Whatever you say, that's true. Acharya, Shankaracharya, his commentary is imaginative, kalpita. We know it. But we accept it because we are in that sampradaya. Sampradaya anuvade tautahamani. Then Mahaprabhu says, now you accept this thing. Krishna is Bhagavan. That Parameshwar, Bhagavan is Krishna. Tritattva samanda avideya prayojana. Samanda tattva means relationship, only relationship with Krishna. And avideya tattva bhakti and prayojana tattva prema. But they say these three tattvas, samanda is Brahma, avideya is mukti, and jnana vairagya, prayojana, mukti. They say like that. No, samanda Krishna, avideya bhakti, prayojana, prema. They all accept it. You understand? And all the sannyasis, they say, Hari, Hari, Hari. You understand? Directing the arms, Mahaprabhu says, Hari, Hari, Hari. They say, Hari, Hari, Hari. It's rounded. The three country system, Swarga, Martya. You understand? They all accept it. Vedamaya Murti Tumi Sakshat Narayana. You are some Narayana himself. Who is excuse us? We have committed some offense by blasphemy. Then Mahaprabhu says, all right, now you say, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hari, Hari, Hari. And they all of them. Let this go. Let this go. Without any doubt. Yeah, it's